didn't support blind ambition at the cost of family relations, so no one here could really. Big round of applause for Kristen. Come on up, Kristen.
Hey, right here. Look at you.
Okay. So, it is 5:30 in the morning, and I'm in bed awake because I am 10,000 years pregnant with my second child. And the absolute mass of this child inside of me prevents me from doing anything like sleeping. Because seriously, I am so huge that I look and feel like an alien. And I'm thinking to myself, I really don't know how I am going to get to my due date, which, you know, really is only 4 days away. But no, my previous experience with pregnancy and birth was my first child, who was 2 weeks late, 23 hours of labor, and 3 hours of pushing. So I'm lying there in my alien state thinking about my horrific future. And I hear this little, no, I'm serious. I hear this little pop, and I go, oh, I know what that is. That pop sound is my water breaking. So I slide out of bed and look over at my husband and go, Jeff, honey, guess what? My water broke! And I am slammed to the ground with a contraction so intense that my body feels like it's splitting open. Jeff, call the doctor, because the baby is coming, and I think she's coming now. Now, I have to get myself downstairs. And what that means is that I get up and I scamper for 30 seconds and then I fall down with a contraction. And then I get up and I scamper and then I fall down. Up, scamper, down. And in between all of this, I'm trying to change my clothes because, yes, because every time I get up, my water gushes everywhere and I'm soaked from top to bottom. So that means that I get up and scamper and scream, get me some new clothes! And then I fall down with a contraction and say, make sure they give me that epidural. Scamper and scream, clothes! Fall down, contraction, epidural! Scamper, clothes, fall, epidural! Oh my God, this is exhausting. And then I figure it out. Jeff, get me the purple dress. Because, you see, the purple dress is light and flowy, and it doesn't touch my body everywhere. So I might get to the hospital soaked on the bottom, but I'll be dry on top. So I somehow make it down the stairs. The hospital is 3 blocks away, and I do not think I am going to make it. And then Jeff gets me in the car, and he gets us to the emergency room. But he drives right past the emergency room door because he's got to find a parking place. Let me out! I tumbled out of the car while he was driving. I could have killed him. I'm serious, because I was no longer a human being. No. I wasn't even the alien mother. I was a wild animal. I got into the hospital, and I was greeted by Miss Perky Nose. Oh, it must be your time. It is my time. Give me the epidural. Oh, honey, we gotta check you. Whatever. So she checks me and goes, oh, honey, there is no time for an epidural. You're 9.5 centimeters. That baby's coming now. What? In some room, and in comes Jeff. He's running. Behind him is running the OB, and behind her is my birth coach. She immediately runs to my side and begins coaching me, you know, telling me that whatever position I want to be in is okay. So I'm pushing and pushing, and nothing is happening. And meanwhile, the birth coach is talking to me. You're doing great. You're doing great. Keep breathing. Stop talking to me! Stop talking to me! Well, that birth coach stopped talking to me. I looked at Jeff. Jeff, I'm in so much pain. Help me! He looks in terror at the OB, and she takes over. Jeff, flip her on her back and grab a leg. Hey, you, grab the other leg. Kristen, push. I pushed 3 times and out came my daughter Miranda. And that whole thing, from beginning to finish, happened in 1.5 hours.